Mobile Gaylord.
Do what you gotta do. KE8RDV, standing by.
copy. Or a Lanson, I guess.
KFAENS.
Bentley! Long time no talk, eh?
Morning, Drake. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing good. I thought I was going to be doing work in Petoskey today, but the contractor didn't show up, so I'm heading back to Traverse City to get to play with more radios and then go home.
So did you have to drive all the way up here to get that information, or did you get a heads up part way?
Well, I had a job in Sheboygan earlier, and then I just stopped in Petoskey on my way. I was thinking that they were going to be there, and then I was like, huh, the parking lot's pretty empty. Made a phone call, and they're like, yeah, we're not coming up until tomorrow. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go back to Traverse.
Well, you were up pretty early this morning if you've already been to Sheboygan and on your way back.
I left Traverse at 6 this morning.
I remember when I was young and I had to get up and do stuff like that on a regular basis.
It's a time.
Yeah, it's pretty liberating when you get to the point in your career where you say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. In other news, I was listening to the radio, and sounds like somebody tried to break into the Old Mission Elementary School in Traverse City. Dude had a hammer, smashed the glass, got into the lobby, and then the staff took the hammer from them, and whole school was in lockdown. Kids were hiding in closets, the whole shebang. And now they're having parents come get their kids and take them home for the day.
My God, what is wrong with people? That's just insane.
Yeah, I heard it, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So I, unfortunately, good thing they had the doors locked, but didn't do them a whole lot of good, because dude had a hammer anyway. But, yeah, it sounds like staff tackled him to the ground to prevent him from getting to people. And then, shortly after Grand Traverse Sheriff got there, they got him in quick order.
Wow. Any details on the individual? Was it a young person, an older person, or anybody hear anything yet?
Oh, I've got any to name. I'm not going to drop the name. But it was a 40-year-old male. It sounds like he was a parent of one of the kids there that clearly was either on something or was in the wrong mindset or both.
Yeah, that there's a lot more to the story, obviously.
Yeah, they're, it sounds like they're doing a whole investigation and everything, so. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be those kids in that school. I'd be crapping myself right now.
You as a parent of an adult now, had that have been my kid been in that school, it's rough on the parents, too, especially when they're held at arm's length and they can't do anything about it. You just don't know, and you just want to be there for your kid, and your kid's freaking out. I could only imagine. Wow.
Yeah, especially at an elementary school. That's like, holy cow, man. But either way, I really hope that guy gets put through the ringer, and I hope he doesn't see the light of day again.
Well, more importantly, maybe we can find out why and what might have contributed to it and, figure that out. Seems to be an epidemic in this country of that sort of thing happening, and it's by people that are not in their right mind for various different reasons. And until we can admit that and get a handle on it, it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah. Well, that's, not something I ever want to hear again. You know, it's kind of cool and entertaining listening to the radio, scanner and stuff like that sometimes, but when you hear something like that, man, holy cow. That's just a whole different thing there. I bet you it's going to be all over the news tonight.
Yeah, just check the Up North Live website, and there's just a little blurb on it. Not much information yet, but I guess it's probably still pretty early on. But hey, shifting gears, on to another topic. How did everything go with the rally event down south and the use of your repeaters down there? Did everything work okay?
Yeah, from what I understand, everything was good, and they were having a little bit of coverage issues, but, I mean, you're 20, 30 miles away from the repeater in some spots because it's Lewiston, the Atlanta area. And Sheboygan machine, the Hackleberg site's not very close to that, but it sometimes covers down there, and Miles not really super close to that either, but when you got the both of them, they made it work, so they were grateful to have the equipment there.
Well, good. Hopefully you didn't get too many calls for technical support throughout the weekend.
No, I was listening to most of it, and whenever they had somebody sitting on the mic, I went and looked to see what repeater they were on, and whenever their radio timed out, I would jump in there and say, hey. I would also recognize what kind of radio it was based on if it had a timeout beep or not, and a couple of them were Yaesu beeps, and I was like, hey, there's a station on the 7-4, you got an open mic with a Yaesu radio, check your mics or whatever, and it helped a couple times, but it still kept happening.
How was the swap on Saturday? I got that one message from you about the tables of Baofeng radios for sale. Any other interesting stuff? Was it a good turnout?
Yeah, the place was packed. We almost needed a slightly bigger room. It was kind of hard to walk around in there. But one guy had four tables worth of Baofeng radios, and apparently that wasn't even all of them. Apparently he's got like half as many still at his place. He was selling the handhelds for $10 a piece, and then he had a bin full of antennas and stuff, and he was selling those for $1. It was a big hit. They sold a lot of stuff. I think he sold like $1,000 worth of radios, and from what I understood, it didn't even make a dent in what he's got.
Wow. I have a pile of those things that I keep them on hand just to, like, hand off to friends or, like, neighbors in the event of, like, extended power outage or something like that. I've got some elderly folks that live in the neighborhood around me, and just kind of just-in-case stuff, you know. But, man, that guy sounds like he was loaded for bear.
From what I understand, you got him off of a prepper, and he had an entire trailer full.
Wow, that's funny.
I went through the code plug, the original code plug in there. There were some frequencies in there that I don't think he would have been getting away with using for very long.
You ever read that brush beater book, that Gorilla's Guide to the Baofeng Radio?
I have not.
He's a former Army guy. I think he spent some time in Iraq, and I don't know if he had a comms MOS while he was there, but, you know, he's a hillbilly from North Carolina, and basically wrote this very informative instructional book on how to exploit all of the capabilities of the Baofeng radio to use it in a clandestine environment, and it's pretty sweet, and I've read through it and have, you know, made note of some of his recommendations, and some of the digital burst stuff with the Android tablet over analog is pretty cool stuff, and I've experimented with that a little bit, making jungle antennas, stuff like that. It's pretty neat.
Oh, right on. That's cool. And that Android messaging over analog, we do that on the T-Barks net every Monday night at 8 o'clock. So we do AIDFL message MT63-2000L. And Glenn with T-Barks does that every Monday.
That's interesting. How are you guys doing that? Are you using a repeater to get your messages out around, or are you just doing simplex?
We do it right here on the link system, actually.
And it's Mondays at 8 p.m., did you say?
Yes, sir.
Well, interesting. I don't think I have an interface to be able to get my tablet and into the into my radio that's capable of reliably hitting that repeater, but maybe I'll go on receive tonight and check it out.
Okay. We just put the tablets up to the speaker, and when we send a message, we just put the speaker of the Android tablet up to the microphone and hold it down until it's done, and it works every time.
No kidding! That's cool.
Yeah, and we have, I think, 8 or 9, I think last week, we had 10 people copy the message.
And is there a special convention that you're using for that, did you say?
Yeah, we use MT63-2000LG. However, when he sends the message, he's usually the one that sends it and then everybody receives it. But I'm sure he would be open to receiving a message from you. I've done it a couple times to him. It sends out a little burst, and it sends out an ID, or a receive signal ID, and it tells the software, hey, this is the signal I'm sending, get ready to copy it, and then the software, the receiving software, switches over to that mode, and boom, shebang, it just goes.
Well, I'll have to check my my setup to see if it's capable of hearing that, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks for the heads up.
Yep, and I do it different ways. I actually have it set up on my computer. I've got my 7100, and even when I had the 2820 set up, I had it set up with the data interface. I can do it with FLDigi and FLMessage right on the computer. And I did it the clean way and more elegant way, but doing it with just holding the microphone right up to the tablet, it works just fine too.
Yeah, FLMessage is what I'm using, and I've got a little data cable that plugs into the tablet, and then the other end plugs into the Kenwood jack on the little UV5R, and I've had some success sending messages back and forth between two setups like that, but again, I'm not sure if it's using that same software convention you mentioned.
It might be. I know it's the same Android software and AND FLMessage. You just got to tell it to use MT63-2000LG, and you can play along.
Oh, very cool. I'll check into that, and maybe I'll see if I can jump on tonight and give it a try.
Cool, man. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to grab something to eat here. I haven't had breakfast, so... I haven't had breakfast, and I've been up so early now that it feels like lunchtime. At ADMH Mobile.
Hey, thanks again. One last thing I wanted to mention, keep your ears out for my buddy Josh, who just got his ham ticket. He's down in Boyne Falls, and he just is getting on the air now. He's got some antenna work to do and probably some radio work before he's going to be on it regularly. I think he's playing around with an HT now. His call sign is KF8FTE, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Tango Echo. Good dude, and he's one of my GMRS buddies, so keep an eye out for him. He'll be on the air regularly coming up. Have a great day. We'll catch you later. KF8, ENF.
Oh, yeah, sounds good, man. And if he wants an old commercial radio, I might have a couple that I can let go. You can use that as a base station or something like that. 7-3. Catch you later. NATMA.
I'll pass it along. Outstanding. Thanks again.
Okay, DYS. Or listen. AV9NN mobile monitoring. N8MJL mobile.
Whiskey. 8 Whiskey. Rod here in Indian River.
Good afternoon. Name here is Michael. At Telston, heading to Petoskey.
Would you say your call for me?
November 8th, Mike Juliet Lima.
JL. So it sounds like it might be an initial call.
You are correct.
That's cool. I could have done that back when they opened up the vanity thing. And the car I got, WG8W, I was thinking about changing it to my initials, which would be RB, W8RB, and it was an open call at the time. All filled out and ready to send in, and I didn't do it. So I decided to hang on to the one I got, so anyhow. Here in Indian River, we got 32 degrees here, I think, or maybe 31, something like that. So finally getting a little bit nicer temperatures, but gets down cold at night, though.
I just drove by the Pelston Airport and said it was negative 3 Celsius, which I believe is 28 degrees. I was just outside. I threw a ladder on my vehicle to go do a job and came inside, and I'm like, man, it feels like it's 17 degrees out. And looked at the weather station, and, oh, it's 27 degrees at home. So it's still cold out. I would definitely say that. So, yeah, my first call sign, I kept getting tongue-tied. So that's what pushed me to get the vanity, something I can easily say. So let's see here. It was KE8RQL, I think was my original call sign. So, yeah, I kept stumbling over it. So went and got the vanity one, and just so happened that my initials were free.
Been into ham radio there, Michael.
Got my license back in 2020, actually March of 2020. So it's just been a few years.
6 years. So, are you enjoying it?
I am. Just now getting into HF and talked to a couple people in Northern Ireland and down in Southern Hemisphere. Columbia. No. Columbia. My brain just went south on me and I can't remember. It's the big country on the east side of South America.
I think I might have seen you before. I'm looking at your picture there on QRZ there. And, you're in Levering, no? Okay. Well, so you're actually north of Pelston. You live. My sister lives there in Pelston. But she's not a ham. But I think I've seen you before. Maybe at a ham swap, maybe at River City or Cadillac.
No, I've never made it down there. I've heard about that. That's a good one, and Trevor City has a good one, and I don't think Gaylord's ever had one since I've gotten my license, but if they did, I didn't know about it. So, I do work in Indian River as well, so you might have seen me in Indian River.
Very good, very good. I got a little ahead of you there on ham radio. I started in 1977, so I've been doing it for 49 years now. And I never got tired of it, so. And my original call sign was WD8LME. And the guys on HF used to make a funny phonetic. They called me a large male elephant. And I said, wait a minute. I'm going to change my call, so you can't do that. So, so when I got my extra class in 1988, I got my extra, and so it's a 20-word-a-minute code. That's when they still had the code, you know. So I was able to get through that, and I just checked the box, and I ended up with WG8W. So.
Yeah, one of the guys up in Mackinac City coined me as really quick Lima, but he used other words too, so that was another reason why I changed it. So fun. Hi.
We got 8 wheels, and I'm a retired semi driver, and I was using that all the time while I was driving. I carried 2 meters in the semi with me, and I had a lot of fun with that. So.
Did you kind of look like a large male elephant, Rod. W-8-R-P-M.
Hi.
Well, I did. But then, I was a bit heavier then, so I'm pretty good shape now for that.
Yeah, who's the other station?
I don't know. I'm still chuckling, so. No, at least the road didn't do too much damage to you.
Yeah, I just,
I do enjoy riding my Harley in the summer, and I plan on getting on it again this year, and hopefully as soon as the snow goes away, I can get it out of the barn here and get it on the road. But I'm 78, and I'm still riding two-wheelers. What you been doing?
I'm assuming that was directed at me. I'm all right. I'm actually outside at the moment messing around, cleaning up the yard a little bit and getting ready for trash day tomorrow. But the other station, I will have you know, sir, that Gaylord has had swaps the last 2 years. It's always in October, and it's at, I think it's a VFW hall. It's over by, kind of by Treetop, so a little bit east of town. But it's in October, and it's held jointly with the Alpina Club, and it's been very successful to the point where I think they sell out, have sold out tables every year. So you need to keep your eyes open for that. Anyway, I'm messing around outside. It's cold, and I need to finish what I'm doing, but I'm listening out. And good hearing you both, W8RPM.
Well, that's good to know. Gaylord's not too far away from me. I can get there in less than an hour, or right around an hour, so I'll get on their website and see if I can get on a newsletter or something to keep me informed. So that was the club that I got my license through. So a couple of the guys are like, yeah, come on down, we'll get you hooked up. So that was nice of them. So should get down there and say hi.
I don't think you went to Traverse City, did you? I was at that swap Saturday there, and I don't remember seeing you there, so I saw you there last year, didn't I?
Yeah, we didn't.
Honestly, that's another one I haven't made it to. I haven't made it to any of the swap meets. Kind of because my wife will shoot me if I spend too much money, and I would probably spend way too much money.
I directed that to Ron there. He's busy outside doing some stuff. We'll catch you later, Ron. And yeah, I was at the Traverse City Swap Saturday. You didn't miss anything, by the way. It wasn't all that great. So it was better last year. So anyhow, last year I had a couple tables at that one and at the Cadillac one. I have missed the Gaylord Swap ever since they've been putting them on. I want to find out exactly when they have it. I want to go to it this year, so we'll see if we can get down there for that. We go to Gaylord all the time for shopping. You know, we go to Walmart down there and Aldi's and stuff. And we could go to Petoskey. It's a little bit closer, but it's a lot quicker going down the Gator, just quick shot down 75, you know, and going to Patan, you got to go to that slow traffic on 31, going through Lansing and down through there, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, right now I'm running the speed limit and a couple cars around me, but yeah, we're moving, but yeah, got to slow down. Go around the lake.
Mike, thanks for the shout here, and you have a safe trip where you're headed for. I'm going to go ahead and put the mic back on the hook here, and I got some things I'm going to be doing here, too. So, say 73s, and hear from you there on the 2 meters here. So, we'll catch you another time. N8MJL, WG8W.
Yeah, sounds good. Yep, I'm coming down to work on a camera system. Got a new recorder to put on. Their old one is, for some reason, not working properly. So, yeah, we'll swap it out with a new one and give them some upgrades. So, but yeah, once again, good talking to you. And I will be clear and monitoring. It ain't MJO.
Rod, I was not at Traverse City this year. We were there last year, but I thought it was kind of small. You know, I like supporting the local one, but the Galen one is considerably bigger than Traverse City. So I just couldn't justify the guys at the time.
I'm going downstate to Livonia, though, in 2 weeks.
They just jumped away.
W8RPM.
AWG8W. Hey, CACMQ, you still out?
Caught me just before I hit the switch here, WG8W.
Well, long time no talk to you there, sir. And guess what I did the other day? Sharon and I both. We had to redo our licenses. Mine expires next week, so 30 years from next week, you gave me my first license. What do you think?
Is this John, CMQ?
Yes, sir. Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, along with Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Uniform Charlie. There you go.
You are ages. I never hear you on Echo Link anymore.
Well, I'm on Echo Link. I hear you every once in a while on the scanner in the bedroom or the kitchen. But most of the time when I get on Echo Link, I'm down on the Clarkston repeater.
Clarkston and also on the 2-6 Flint when I can. And I don't do it real regularly. Down there every now and then, so. And I'm out here in my ham shack out in the barn, and I brought there on QRZ. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been able to talk to you. I'm going to maybe, you're still living in the same place, ain't you? I'll take a ride over there again in the summer on my boat.
Yeah, we're in the same place. We haven't gone nowhere. Matter of fact, my son and daughter-in-law moved up here from Georgia, so now we got the kids in the summertime, so you'll see our grandkids up here, unless we take the motorhome and go a weekend somewhere. That's about all we're going to be able to do. But we've been fighting cancer for the last 2.5 years, and just about 7 months ago, we was told that we don't have it anymore. But we're still taking CAT scans every 3 months just to make sure that it stays away. But as of right now, we're cancer-free again.
Any HF at all, or did you get rid of all your HF stuff?
No, I don't do it anymore, but I still got it sitting in here. I put it on Facebook a couple times that nobody wants to do anything, but I still got it here up for sale, so I got it all together, anywho. I don't have an antenna, basically, to get up there and do it, and Sherry's not going to ever get into a general, and since I've been having so much health problems and everything else, I figured I'd start getting rid of some of the radios.
Or to set up a double bazooka there for 80 meters, and man, if you want help putting it up, I'd come up there and give you a hand. I'll come down there to Lewiston.
I got a bunch of wires that we made way back when we was playing with the Clarkston repeater, 20, 40. But we don't have 40 and 80, but we have 10 all the way down to 20, but. I got my 2 meter up there, still in the air, but no, I just not into getting that anymore. There's a lot of static up here to where I am, but I said the heck with shit. And we're trying to get rid of some of the stuff around in here, like that where my shack sits. I want to try to get rid of that whole desk and stuff. Sherry's got one in there too, but hers is. Sits in a corner, so she's got one going one way and one the other. We're going to see if we're going to try to get rid of that stuff this summer. I'm getting 86 years old, and the kids don't want any of this furniture and stuff, none of our stuff. So I figured, well, I have a good bed sale this year. Go ahead.
Background?
No, I need it, and I could hear somebody else out there or something. I don't know where it was coming from.
All right, well, hey, it's really nice to hear from you there, John. And, you're a couple years older than me. You said you was 86? Wow, I didn't know you was that much older than me. I'm 78.
No, I'm only 78. Maybe I was, my brain's going backwards or something. I don't know. I just got my ID, my nurse just left. Sitting here getting my medicine that we were supposed to have 2.5 weeks ago from that other disease that I got. And I had insurance problems and everything else, so it got delayed. We're almost 8.5 weeks behind. So anyways, we're still kicking around. So, hey, okay, we'll let you go. I know you're out there in the shack. I got to start getting ready here for kids because I got to go out here and pick them up in the front with the car because it's too darn cold for them to stand there and walk up and whatever else. So, hey, catch you later. Great seeing you.
You take care. And I got to get out of here. So, this is done. I'll be on.
Here's going on. We are.
Okay, what happened? I missed everything.
Be careful, John. You're sitting on your mic. W8RPM.
Requesting a video check. Thank you.
WXYZ.
You're a little scratchy, a little light there, Tom, but you're still making it on the repeater. WXYZ.
How about now?
Yeah, Tom, a little bit better. Still scratchy.
That's somebody with bad audio. How's that? Got any better?
That's perfect, Tom.
Yes, yes, thanks, WBAWYD.
I feel you. WS1J, clear.
KFADNF.
KFADNF, WX1J.
Hey, good evening. Tuning in from Harbor Springs on the 1-9 tonight.
Yeah, awesome to hear. You're sounding perfect. Your audio's good. No questions. Sounds like you're right on the local repeater. Anyway, welcome to the net. We'll be starting the T-Barge net in about 4 minutes, and the Monday evening social hour net follows that at 8 o'clock, or about 8:10. WX1J, standing by.
KFACNF, standing by.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Voxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. Control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Chairland trio called MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. You'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletin. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. Repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations hurt. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Great. Good evening.
Kevin, KFADY.
Jeff, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Mount 8,
Delta Mike Kilo.
Bob, KBA, FDJ.
Bentley, Eagle Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-Ray.
Mike, Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Zero, Bravo, Zulu.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform.
K-8-W-P-E.
All right, everybody, I think we just had a record of doubles here. Let's start with what I think I heard. I've got Ward, AWK. I've got Drake, NADMH. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I got Bob, KB8FDJ. I've got Brad. All we got is Brad. I didn't get his call sign. I've got Jeff, NADX. I've got Tony, KE8SBZ. I've got Kevin, KD9WWU. I've got Dave, W8KWPE. And there's about six others in there. Let's try one more time.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Bentley,
I've got Christopher, KF8DMK. Anybody else? Sorry, I just stepped on somebody. Somebody with Foxtrot, come back.
Bentley, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, November, Foxtrot.
KN8ENF, correct?
KF8ENF, correct.
All right, there's more out there. Who's next?
Victor Papa Charlie.
I got Mike in there, VPC. Anybody else?
The WX1J, and I can add a couple of fills for you.
Go ahead.
Got W8DX checked in, and Mark KC8ZAP.
All right, Scott, W8DX, KC8ZAP. Anybody else? I think I didn't get Brad in there. Brad, I think I've got NHJXQ. Holy moly, let's go to the top of the list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, your location, I have messages to pass.
Okay. NAWK, Ward for Bryant Park, no traffic.
Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, I have messages to pass.
Drake, NADMH. Hammond and 5 Mile, East Bay Township, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY, your location, I have messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, on the west shore of Spider Lake. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
Bob, KB8FDJ. Bob, your location, I have messages to pass.
This is KB8FDJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County. No traffic.
Let's go to Brad, NHXQ. Brad, your location, I have messages to pass.
This is Brad, NHJXQ, on the east side of Traverse City. No traffic.
Jeff in Alaska, NADX. Jeff, your location, I have messages to pass.
Jeff, at Merrill Field, Anchorage, Alaska. 23 degrees, low clearance. Looks like I'm not flying out today. No other messages, fun. And ADX.
Well, hopefully we're going to get warmer than you guys. Let's go to Tony. KE8FBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, KE8FBZ, location, Rennie Lake. No messages to pass. Back to net. This is KE8FBZ.
Dave, KAWPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
This whole thing is different for some reason. Anyway, location, St. Augustine, Florida, 70 degrees, beautiful day, had a nice beach walk. Well, I don't want you hitting me too much, so no messages to pass.
I thought it was going down there, but I could be wrong. All right, let's go to Christopher, KF8DMU. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike Kilo. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Sorry, I didn't get the first name. KF8ENF. Please give me your name and location. I have messages to pass.
Yeah, this is Bentley, KF8ENF, Harbor Springs. No traffic.
That's a new name. Welcome, Bentley. Let's go to Mike, W8DPC. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control, location is Royal Oak. No traffic, no messages.
Scott, WX1J, location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street. No messages to pass. Back to net.
W8DX, your location, any messages to pass?
And I believe that's me. It's Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray. Name is Jeff in Lake Leland, Michigan. No messages.
Got you in there, Jeff. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass? KC8ZAP, Mark, here. Is there anybody that I've missed?
KD9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Kevin, KD9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, Northwest Indiana. No messages to pass.
All right, just a couple messages. I want to thank everybody. We had a fabulous swap here on Saturday. We sold everything on that table. I think I had one item left, and we had three tables that were full of items. We generated, just from those sales, $619. Plus, we had sales of tables and new memberships and sorely needed funds for the Cherryland Churrito Club. All the funds tables will be going to Cherryland as our funds are getting quite low at this current time. Okay, here's your digital message. This one's going to be a short one for 32 seconds, and it's basically what I just said, but again, we're just practicing sending digital stuff. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. GTC, end of message. You receive that message, please check in.
Great, can DMH, we got it.
DMHY, we got it. I cut out a couple of times and I got a notice of some kind of parity error, but I can see the message. It just doesn't have any data in it. I've got the header, the footer, no data.
WAPPC, we got it.
KVA-SCJ, no copy.
KE@SPZ, full copy.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey with uniform, full copy.
KF8ENF, good copy.
I think I got 7 on that one. Excellent. My record is 10. We keep shooting for higher numbers, but thanks for practicing this essential skill. All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight and staying prepared. Hopefully we've got some warmer weather coming up. Wouldn't that be nice? All right. This is it for me. I'm going to turn the net over to the Chairman of the Amateur Radio Club. KGTC, take it away, Cherryland.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mighty Evening Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet. My name is John. My call sign is K8VNA. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign, WATCM. The purpose of this net is to connect, learn, and build our amateur radio community. The MeshNet and use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club here in Traverse City, including all of Northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those others using other repeaters who are also linked in. We check in three groups, as always. First, short time station. Second, Echo Link. And I think there's All Star. I'm not sure exactly that, but I'm interested in that a little bit. And third will be general check-ins. I'd like to ask everyone to check in one person at a time, not what you did to Glenn, because I will lose it. This will be... this will help manage doubles and make checking in a more efficient process. Don't forget, it's like 8 o'clock at night, and I get up at 3:30, so go easy on me. I don't know if Glenn gave announcements. I didn't hear the announcements. The only two I see on the calendar are tomorrow morning, breakfast with hams at JNS, and the other thing on the calendar here I see is the project night at 7 p.m. at the Royals, North Royal, I believe. Am I saying that right, the address? It's on the website. If you got any questions about that, just feel free to ask. And see, the topic this evening, I changed it up like an hour ago after talking to a guy on the radio. So I would like to know your favorite video game and your least favorite video game as a kid growing up. That will be an interesting topic. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We will begin check-ins tonight by calling the short time stations. I will ask for your comments after each group checks in. Go easy, go slow. First short time. Go ahead.
Great. November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel, short time.
Jeff, WD8DX, short time.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, short time.
Tom, Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victor, Cadillac Showtime.
Very good. Drake, Jeff, Mike, and Tom. Any other short time? Go ahead.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Next short time. Go. That was way easier than what you guys did to Glenn. Maybe he's used to it. I don't know. That creeped me out. So let's see. The first on the short time list here, we're going to go ahead and get this over with for the short time guys. Drake. And I'm going to my cheat sheet here because I didn't copy your call sign down properly here. N-A-D something. Drake, one more time with your call sign so I can write it down.
Yep, November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel. Good evening, everybody. Not a whole lot to report. Drove all over the northern part of the state today, minus the UP. I get to do it again tomorrow. Yippee. Favorite video game growing up? It's a really difficult choice because there was a lot of them. I'm going to go with Minecraft. That was a good one. Still is a good one. But, I played that when it, like, about a year after it first launched in, like, 2011 or something like that. And least favorite game. Hold on, let me look at my Steam list real quick. Because I've had Steam since then, too. A game that I've never played, or have barely played. I don't really have a least favorite game. we'll go with Unturned. How about that? Because that I haven't played that since, like, 2016. And I only have 30 minutes log time. There you go. How's that for an answer there, John? Back to you. Doing a good job. Any DMH.
Drake, thanks for your call sign. I don't have it written down in my cheat sheet here for some reason, but I'll get that taken care of. But, you know, you threw me for a loop, that whole Steam thing. So I wasn't really expecting that, to be honest with you. I'm still stuck with the cartridge days, but that's interesting, Steam. I forgot about that. Drake, thanks a lot, man. Drive safe out there. Have a good afternoon, or good evening, and good day tomorrow. Jeff, N-8, let's see, hold on here. Jeff, W-8-something-D-X, I'm sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, we're going to give you a hard time about that. Oh, good evening, John. Good evening, everyone on the net. And, it's Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-Ray, WD8BX. And, you know, I have played games for so long, and I am going to give you my current favorite and, I'm going to say my current struggle. My favorite game of all time that I've played is called Skyrim. I have played this so many hours. I've got days into this game. But that being said, the one that has given me my most recent trouble is called High on Life. Definitely not for the faint of heart when it comes to language. I am at the first boss, and I can't get by the first boss, so I've got a long ways to go with this one. But anyway, doing good, and have fun with the net there. We'll be listening out. WD8BX, back to net.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I got your call sign wrote down properly here. Sorry about that. I'm going to make mistakes today. I don't know. I'm just exhausted. I've been working on a 12-hour day here, so forgive me, you guys. Yeah, Mike, Jeff, our conversation earlier is what instigated this topic, so it's going to be fun for me, hopefully for you guys, but thanks for the comeback. And Mike, your call sign I got written down correctly here, it's W-A-B-P-C. Go, Mike.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is Mike, W-A-B-P-C, down here in Royal Oak. Never really got into video games. But I do have a story. Back in the early, mid-70s, we were coming up on vacation, driving from Royal Oak to Interlaken. And we usually stop in Claire at the Doherty Hotel. And in the lobby, there was this funny-looking box with coin slots in it. And my brother, I kept asking my dad for quarters. And he kept going out there, and he kept coming back, give me another quarter, going back out there. I went out there to look, and it was Pong. Just a black and white screen with a white dot going around, and my brother kept dumping quarters in. And I thought, nobody's going to get into this kind of video game. That's not going to do any good. Boy, was I wrong. Still not involved in video games. I have nephews that are into nephews and nieces that play Roblox. So, anyways, back to net. Good evening, everybody. I'm glad the swap was good. W8VPC.
Well, thanks for the comeback, Mike. Pong is definitely a go-to for everybody. I think every platform's got Pong. I still enjoy it today with some of the platforms I got here. So, Tom, I'm not going to screw up your call sign. I promise you that. WBAWIV, go.
Okay, John, and thanks for taking the mess tonight. WBAWIV. Well, I never did video games. I may have delved into it, though, a little bit, but I saw The Birth of Pac-Man, by the way. I was 21, and it was in, installed one in a bar in South Beck. And up until that time, they had just a pinball. And they brought in something cutting edge, brand new, Pac-Man. So video games were not in my past, I'm afraid. I come from the era of black and white TV. However, let me drop it. Some of those games you guys play out there, I don't know how recently, and some of the ones that you might be familiar with were actually done by my brother, Ted Warnock. He worked for Cronus out in California, and they switched companies. I don't know what it's called now. And he also worked for Walt Disney on a project. And that's what he does. He creates video games. He's also the voices of some of those games. The ones that I remember are like The Lion King and the Lego Movie and that kind of stuff. So check him out. Website, Ted D.E.D. Warnock, Whiskey Alpha Radio, November, Oscar Charlie T. Warnock. And you'll see him there. But you would think that with a brother that's what he makes his living at, I'd be involved in the video game. But I'm not. They don't interest me at all. Anyway, there you have it, John. Take care. Everybody have a good one out there. 7-3, back to you, WBAWYV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Thanks, Tom, for that comeback. I wrote the name down wrong, so back later on, I'll ask you about it. I came up with a car dealership guy or something. I screwed that all up, but Ted something. But we'll get that later on. Definitely interested in reading on that. Kevin, if you're still there, KD9WWU, go ahead with your transmission.
Hey, thanks, John. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Oh, John, you go back. Way back when, the video games, I would say about the old Atari, and yeah, I remember putting Pong in there and playing Pong quite a bit, and after that came old Centipede and Galaxy, all at home, but you know, back then they had arcades, yeah, they were dropping quarters like crazy back when, so I'm glad those days are gone, sort of. But grew out of the arcades and everything. But we're hoping to make our way up north a week from Thursday.
hopefully the weather up there will break, and it's going to break here. So we're going to make our first run up north and drop off some stuff and head back home real quick. We've got a two-day adventure, one up and one back. So anyways, 733, good hearing you guys. I'll talk to you later. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, standing by.
Well, thanks, Kevin, coming in loud and clear. Drive safe north and south. Every time you drive, I talk to you, you're driving somewhere. But one of these days, I think you're going to be up here permanently. And by the way, rock and roll and arcade will never die, just for the record. I will not let that happen. A buddy of mine owns 3 arcade games, stand-up, one of those stand-up consoles. But anyway, back to work. So we're at the bottom of our short-time list. Let's listen for Echo Link. There may be a delay with Echo Link. I'll listen for that delay. With that said, first Echo Link checking, or any other, what is it, All-Star? Go.
K-A-W-T-E in sunny St. Augustine, Florida.
Dave, I copied you. Thanks for joining me. Next check-in. I heard somebody in there, but I didn't catch it. Go ahead.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Oh, I should have guessed that. Sorry about that, Jeff. Go ahead. Not yet. Next Echo Link or any other All-Star or whatever, I guess. Go ahead.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Thank you, Tony. On Echo Link, I'm thinking. Next check-in, go ahead. Okay, not hearing any Echo Link. I'm told to move on to General. I'm screwing that up in the past. As tempting as it is to take care of these Echo Link check-ins. New license, anybody to free-for-all, any General check-in, please call now.
This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel, Nicholas.
Thank you, Kevin. Nicholas, thank you. Next check-in, go ahead.
Kilo Alpha 8 Hotel, Yankee Echo, Edgar. This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
Mike.
I got Edgar, Brad, and Mike. Mike, I'll be asking you for your call sign again, but I did catch your first name. We'll come back to that call sign in just a moment here. Next check-in, go ahead.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Thank you, Christopher. Next check-in, go ahead.
Scott, Whiskey, X-ray 1, Juliet.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for those transistors and resistors and whatnot that I got from you. Go ahead, next check-in, please. Go ahead. Okay, we're going to call it there for now. Hopefully we'll get some more later on, but not hearing any more check-ins. We'll start at the top of our Echo Link list, and that would be Dave. K-A-W-P-E. Go ahead with your transmission. You're the one that got me started in Commodore 64. Go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good little group we have here. Yes, John, those were great days. Amazingly, my son Matthew and I, neither one of us were ever interested in video games. We had some for the Commodore, cartridges you could plug in, but cartridges that I used were mainly a word processing cartridge, one called Dr. DX that would have phone calls, and then you would transmit by pushing a key or space and talk to that person back and forth. It was to get you acclimated to being on the real radio. And there was a Morse code program and a few others, but neither Matt nor I were ever big into games, just the computer. That was fun. If anybody needs any Commodore stuff, talk to John, because if you go into his shack, he still has more Commodore 64s, 128s, monitors, disk drives, tape drives, you name it, then he has ham radio. So he's a little bit twisted. Anyway, glad to hear that the swap was successful and that we sold off all the stuff off the T-barge table and gladly donated it to the club because we do need money after paying our insurance, etc. But anyway, I wish I could have been there, but then I would have probably bought something that I didn't need, and, well, anyway, that's the way it is. Back to you, John, WATCM, KAWPE, and thanks for running that tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and thanks for the Commodore 64. I just for the record, I bought another one. You can buy them brand new now. Look it up on the Internet. It's pretty awesome. Brand new Commodore 64. Built a little bit differently, but you can still plug in the old cartridges and everything. You can even use a disk drive with it. Pretty cool stuff. Jeff, NADX, if you're still with me in somewhere in Alaska, hopefully. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, John. Good afternoon here. This is Jeff. I'm up in Anchorage at Merrill Field, and it's 26 degrees. Looks like our flight's not going to go out to the Prince William Sound. We've been watching four planes being touch and go the last 2 hours. And there goes another one. But looks like they're having fun. I had a VIC-20, kind of the cousin to the Commodore 64, and I remember when I first got into ham radio in 1986, and that they were using for packet in the Detroit area, and that was kind of cool. Video games, I kind of had Omega Race. When I took electronics at Career Tech Center, I worked on a sit-down Omega Race, which I fixed and got to keep for a while until I was told to get rid of it. And of course, pinball machines, because I worked on a couple of those, I just always thought they were neat. And then television kind of was like young, all those games. And then later on, of course, Sega games. So I have a Sega emulator that I kind of play on when I get bored. Now that really takes my full time. And I did love Flight Simulator, the early versions and stuff, with the time lag and stuff. Kind of fun games before it became overly complicated and you had to buy actual flight controls for your home system. The games I hate the least, I think the ones that were touch sensitive, I think Hubert was the one I think of the most. But other than that, things are good, and I'm glad to hear the swap went well. I'll pass it back to you, NADX.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's always good to hear from you. Sorry about the topic. I guess I probably should have stuck with a radio-related topic, but video games kind of got my interest this week, so this is kind of where I ended up going. But Hubert, yeah, I couldn't stand that video game. That thing drove me crazy. It still does. I don't know. There's something on the YouTube channel, too, about that Hubert game. It wasn't really built the best. Something about it, I forget the exact details, but it wasn't built real well, and they had a hard time with it or something. I don't know. Look it up. It's pretty interesting. Not interesting enough for me to remember what it was about, though, so don't waste your time with it, probably. Tony, if you're still with me, KEA-SBZ, go ahead with your transmission.
This is Tony, KEA-SBZ. Thanks for taking the net tonight. And John, there is no such thing as a new Commodore 64. I'm sitting here laughing at that. Back when I was a kid, well, about the closest thing I had to a video game, most of the time played outside, trying to get from one block to the next without getting in a fight. Or going out somewhere in the woods and shooting at each other with BB guns. So the time that I did spend inside, I don't remember any electronic games. Closest thing I can come up with was, what'd they call that thing, Doctor, where you had the organs and you had to pull them out with the thing had a battery and a light bulb on it, and if you touch the sides trying to pull the organ out, the buzzer would go off. That's about as close as I could get to that. So, anyway, I'm sitting here in the living room with my feet up in the air, my radio room. The whole house carpet's got washed today, washed whatever. Stanley steamer. And my wife said, get off that wet carpet. So I'm in here on Echolink. So you guys have a great day, and KE8SBZ, back to you.
Well, thanks, Tony. Loud and clear. Appreciate that transmission. Yes, there is a new Commodore 64, not to disagree. Commodore 64 Ultimate. Look it up. It's pretty cool stuff. Kevin, oh, by the way, your carpet looks cleaner. I got the picture you sent me over the internet there. I wonder why your radio room looks so clean. That explains it. Kevin, KF8AGY, you still with me?
Roger that. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here in the Spider Lake. I guess to answer your question about video games, didn't have video games, did other stuff. Like machine shop, auto shop, electronic shop, radio and television studio, that sort of thing. So I really didn't have time for video games if they would have been invented. I think at one point we had a Radio Shack version of Pong that plugged into the back, the UHF jack of your television set with a felon, and that was my favorite and non-favorite video game. The only other thing I have to report is I passed my extra over the weekend, and coming up in this issue of The Juice that's going to be published this month, I'm going to have some interesting information for you guys running digital modes out there, and it might make you think twice about your impedance matching transformers on long wire antennas. With that, John, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You're doing a great job, and we're having a good time. This is KF8ATY, back to you, WATCM.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. I appreciate it. I didn't get to see you at the swap. I think I came and went too quick, but I apologize for that. Congratulations on your extra exam. That's pretty awesome. I heard about that. And somebody was saying, I guess Tony was saying that you were cramming hard trying to get that study up and you got her. So good job, man. Congratulations. And also, I enjoy your reads, too, so appreciate all the hard work you put into that cherry juice. A lot of fun reading that stuff. Nicholas. KD8NH, I did not throw up that call sign. Go ahead.
Hey, Net Control, WATCM. John, thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. Good subject of discussion. I used to play a lot of video games when I was a kid, but I grew up in the age where it was evolving. I mean, I had the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, I could keep going. I've had them all. I had a large collection of antique video games at one point as a 20-year-old. And let's see, when my 30s hit, I was like, you know what? Every time I play these, I get bored, and I really just want to do more with amateur radio. So I've sold all my video games, and I bought myself my Yaesu FT450D. I set up a little bit of a ham shack, and I've been messing around with HF ever since in my 30s. I do play a little bit of games here and there, but I mainly play, and this will be embarrassing to say on the repeater, maybe, but I play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons. I picked that up over the last 2 years. It's a lot more reading and involved. I have a group of friends that I just love to hang out and just imagine with. It's been a great game. And then I do have a couple decks of the game called Magic the Gathering, but this is something that, once again, I grew up with, and I played in the 90s, and I never really took for what it was. And then I started playing it as an adult, and it's got 30 years of cards. I mean, 30 years of evolution in the game, so it's just endless. Amounts of ideas, and you also get to play with people, which is another thing that I couldn't do the video games anymore because I wasn't with the interaction of people. So, once again, good topic. Good to be on the net. I had a great time at the swap. I did buy a new radio. Hopefully, I don't have that alternator whine when I'm in my mobile anymore. I also have a better signal to be on the air. Usually, I'm on the air every morning at 8:30 a.m., 8 o'clock a.m., I usually try and sign on. So hopefully we'll see you all on the radio and, catch you down the log. 73 to everybody, KD8NH, back to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Nicholas. And no, Dungeons and Dragons is not a bad topic for the radio. I've got a book, and I got a handful of dye. I tried it once or twice with some friends of mine, but the problem is it took a lot of time out of my day, and I had to pick my hobbies, and I'm trying to raise my daughter and things like that. So, I mean, I couldn't, with my other hobbies, I couldn't keep it up, so I had to stop doing it for a while. But it is a fun game. You can really get tied up in that, man. That's crazy. But I got too many hobbies. I got to pick one or two and then go with it, you know. By the way, your signal is crystal clear. Yes. I've noticed that in your mobile. Good job, man. It sounds real good. Edgar, while we're coming to you, I think I got your call sign looked up and properly written down. Is it KA8HYE? Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct, 100%. So nice to see everybody at the swap. And I think video games may have been somebody's dream or nightmare when I was growing up. We went out and rode our bikes with the neighborhood kids until the street lights come on, and then we would go home. So we watched black and white TV like Tom did. Anyway, nice to see everybody at the net, at the swap, and a good net tonight. This is KAHYE.
Excellent signal, Edgar. Thanks for coming to us tonight. And black and white TV. My first Commodore 64 was hooked up to a black and white television set. Ironically enough, it was a color computer. That's kind of funny. Anyways, back to work. Brad, N8JXQ. I know I got you right. Go ahead with your transmission.
Good evening, John and Annette. Yeah, I'm thinking back. My first real video game was Pong. And not long after that, I joined the Army, and it was over in Germany back in 1980, and there was guys that had this new game called Dungeons and Dragons, and we played it all on paper. And so I was one of those guys way back in the day. Later on, I wasted way too much time with SimCity, trying to build the perfect cities. That's my hitter's history of the video games. That's pretty much the last video game I actually played with SimCity. So back to you, John. This is N8JXQ.
I'm feeling a little bit guilty about not making it a radio topic for the net tonight, but I'm having too much fun, but I don't know if I care about the guilt. Thanks, Brad. Crystal clear transmission. I appreciate you. Mike, I got your name right, but your call sign, I didn't even get half of it. K-something-something-D-N. Please repeat your call sign. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I got you here. The call sign was KS8FDN. As far as it goes, I'll get it one more time for you here, KS8FDN. As far as video games go, played a bunch as a young man. A lot of Sega Genesis, actually, with Nick, played quite a bit of Sega. They had some pretty cool stuff back in the day. It was kind of before the internet was real huge. They had cable TV. You could get Sega Channel and plug it straight into your Sega Genesis. Is a pretty cool thing from back in the day there that I remember from video games. But otherwise, not a whole lot to chat about tonight, but I'll send it back to you. Thanks, Mac Control.
Thanks, Mike. You got a crystal clear transmission tonight. I appreciate that. And I did copy your call sign properly now, so I got you in my cheat sheet, so I won't forget you in the future. Thanks for joining me. Christopher, you're a KF8DMK, I believe. Go ahead. You're still with me?
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. So on tonight's topic, let's see, I was probably 6 or 7 when my parents made the very wise move to get rid of the television out of our house and get rid of all computer games. So I spent most of my life completely away from any of that. But I do remember, before that, I will have played Mario and Duck Hunter. That's what I remember playing. But, yeah, I completely got out of all of that, and I'm still out of all of that. Can I drop it for a minute? So, yeah, I've never been a computer gamer at all. Just grew up old school country lifestyle, riding bikes with my friends, and going out hunting in the woods. See, another thing I thought I'd give you guys an update. I know John will want to know. I have 20 lambs now here on the farm. And, yeah, that's the biggest update we got going on. Back to you. Thanks for taking the net, John.
Well, thanks, Christopher. That's interesting to hear that you didn't have any of the games back in the day of video gaming and whatnot. I never really thought about it that much, but that's pretty interesting, actually. Hunting is definitely way more important anyways. Christopher, just for the record, I got your text deleted by accident before I got the chance to respond to you, so I got your pictures and stuff on the farm and whatnot before I lose you here. If you think about it, give me another contact, and we'll touch base with it. My daughter can come see the lambs. That's kind of fun. Scott, my teacher, WX1J, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm enjoying the subject. It's very fun, but I'm afraid that I'm also a member of the old fuddy-duddy wet blanket club, like Tom and a few others that we didn't grow up with. We were growing up with black and white TV, and by the time arcade games came out or computer games came out, my kids were about 7 to 8 years old, and so they got a chance to play Pac-Man. I did not ever get into that, but I was instrumental in helping them get the Commodore 64 set up with Pac-Man on it, and that ran a little while, but I was traveling quite a bit throughout Europe and U.S. and Japan. And so I didn't spend much time on the computer games with them, but I do remember it, but just as a fast pass. Anyway, good topic, and glad to hear everybody has some great memories. Pong was another good one my kids enjoyed. Okay, I just have two things I'd like to chat about. One, some carryover from the swap. Roger, K8QNZ, is looking for somebody to do a professional mobile installation of a two-band ham radio into his new truck that he's ordering, and wants to have somebody do a real professional job. So I knew of a couple of people out there, but I don't know if there's anybody else that you would recommend that would be able to do a really professional job. So I told him to stay away from some of the big box stereo guys, but to focus on maybe getting some information from you guys. If anybody has any information, it's Roger, K8QNZ, Quebec, Nancy, Zulu, and let me drop it. Or if you have a name to pass on, you can just send it to me, WX1J, at cherrylandarch.com. Also, from the swap, somebody saw somebody listing a 65-foot freestanding tower for sale, and possibly somewhere near the Fife Lake area. If anybody knows who that was or where that antenna could be located, please let me know. I would love to get back in touch with the guy who was interested in picking that up. And for me, that was about it. I hope you guys all had a great time at the swap I did. John, thanks very much for taking lots of stuff off my out of my garage. That was very cool. And I did find another box. It's a cabinet with small trays in it, so you can organize some of those things that you've got. It also has some additional product in it, so that's yours as well. Next time you get a chance to see you, I'll drop that on you as well. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, WATCM. This is WX1J. Good evening, everybody.
Well, thank you, Scott. And, yeah, I do know some names, but I'm not sure if they're for hire, so you have to get with those guys, Drake and Jeff. That's what they do for a living. Sorry, guys. I had to put your name out there. They might be too busy, though. I'm not sure what the schedule is. And thanks for all the trays of resistors and capacitors and switches. And I'm having a lot of fun with this stuff. Appreciate that. I'll make it up to you somehow. Definitely. So we're at the bottom of our list. This is WATCM. I will listen for any additional check-ins if anybody's been missed. If you have not yet checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and wish to do so, now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, recheck.
Tom with a recheck.
Kilo Echo 8-0 Bravo, Zulu, recheck.
Okay, there was somebody else in there for a recheck too, John. I'll give you the name of my brother. It's Ted, Tango, Echo, Delta, Warnock, Whiskey, Alpha, Radio, November, Oscar, Charlie, T, W-A-R-N-O-C-K. If you Google him, you'll see him come up. You'll see the whole kit and caboodle here. Let me see if I can make this up. I Googled that. You'll see Ted Warnock. By the way, he did Dark Rift, Sylvester and Tweety, Criminal Origins, 205. That's No Moon. That's also my brother. You'll see him. The only guy, there's another guy called Theodore J. Warnock. He's dead. That's his obituary. That's not him. See a picture of my brother. First two images are him. Ted Warnock. All right. That's No Moon. Let's see. Ted Warnock, lead animator in Seattle, Washington, USA. That's him. Let's see. There's some other ones, too, in here. But that's who you want to look for, all right? It says Ted Warnock, Art and Animation, World Press. That's him. So that's where you want to go. Anyway, I thought I'd give you that. You asked me, but I got to get to bed here. It's really late. So anyway, 7-3. Thanks for bringing me back in, John. WB8, WYV. I'll be clear.
I got it wrote down here, and you just dug me another rabbit hole, so I appreciate that. And yes, it is late. I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Trust me, I get it. Hey, there was another check in there, another recheck, I think it was. Go ahead.
This is KEWSBZ, and I got a message for WX1J. Check table 15. There was a picture on the table at the swap. With the price on it, I believe that guy was Spice Lake, so on the antenna. So back to net control. Thank you.
Very cool. I hope Scott got that message from you there. That's awesome. Any other check-ins? Anybody I missed? It's late, but I don't care. Keep going if you want. That's fine. Any check-ins?
KF8FRS.
Okay, I got two of there. One of them's Pete, but the other guy there, I got your call sign, I think, KF8FRX. Am I correct on that? What's your first name?
Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot Mason, Foxtrot Romeo Sierra. The name is Evan, E-V-A-N.
I copy your call sign properly now, KF8FRS. Go ahead with your transmission.
Well, good evening, everybody. I am calling from just outside of Gaylord, testing out a new 2-meter antenna I just built earlier this week. I was not able to make it over to the swap over the weekend just due to the weather. But as for the top of the conversation tonight, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to relate to many other people. I am still a young man and I'm still currently playing video games, but that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to check in and say a good evening to everybody. That's Net Control. Okay, that's HFRM.
Excellent, Thanks for joining us. I think you said your name was Evan. A little bit of static in the background there, but I'll look it up here in a minute and get you written down on my sheet here, so I'll have you next time. But definitely, I appreciate you joining us from Gaylor, I think you said. Thank you for that. Pete, K-A-W, why am I screwing this up? Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, John, good evening, K-A-W-Q-K. Yeah, you don't need to turn the lights out yet, John. You can stay up all night. I got nothing to add. In terms of computer games, you know, I was learning amateur radio. at that approximate age. So, yeah, wrong generation for that question for me anyway. See a few of you tomorrow morning at breakfast and enjoyed the swap and look forward to it again next year. Okay, WQK.
Well, thanks, Tate. I appreciate the joining my net tonight. I was interested that some of you guys aren't really in the games. I never really thought about that much. I thought everybody played video games. Some of you guys are smarter than me, I'm thinking. Most of you guys are smarter than me, I'm thinking. I got to stop playing video games, apparently, and grow up. I don't know. And just for the record, I did have your call sign wrote down properly. I just couldn't spit it out for some reason. I'm getting kind of tired out. So thanks, Tate. You're awesome. Have a good night. Any other check-ins? It's late, but I don't care. Go ahead. All right, I guess we're going to conclude. If there are no further check-ins, before we close the MeshNet, does anybody have any questions or comments?
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. One question.
Yeah, Christopher, sorry I blew up your text. I feel bad. I probably deleted it and completely lost your messages and stuff. I wanted to touch base with you. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, no problem. I won't ask you any questions. I know you'll blow them off anyway. I was just wondering if the FRS guy from Gaylord, if he is hitting the 8-6 repeater or what repeater he's coming in on.
Good question. Gaylord, are you still there?
I am here, although I must admit I'm fairly new to this stuff. Just got my technician license 2 weeks ago and my general just a couple of days ago, so you're going to have to inform me what the 86 repeater means.
146.86. I don't know the PL tone and all that. Anybody can help this guy out? I'm not sure what my radio settings are. I can look it up real quick. Yeah, definitely. The Gaylord guy there, on the website, you can go off the website and check it out there too, but if you got any questions about that, somebody can help you, other than myself, apparently. We'll get you set up on the 86 repeater. I don't know if you'll hit it from there, though. It's quite a ways out. You might have to come in EchoLink or something. But, Christopher, just for the record, I see your text, so you lied. I got your text now, and I won't delete it this time. I'll stay in contact with you, and we'll get... See if we can't make a visit or something over there before those lambs become sheep. Or wait, how's that work? Oh, Lord. I'm not a farmer. Anybody else? Questions or comments? Or maybe Christopher wants to come back with another question. Go ahead.
Nope. I'm all clear. I just want to make sure you understand sometimes when I make remarks over the radio that are sarcasm or meant to be funny, that... Just letting you know that there are no hard feelings about you losing my message earlier. Anyhow, back to you, and I'll be clear.
No, no hard feelings. I got thick skin, trust me. You made me laugh, that's for sure. I felt bad dropping your message off of the text there, so I was actually looking forward to getting on the net tonight and contacting with you, so that's awesome. I got your message here. We'll definitely touch base. My daughter wants to be a equine vet someday, and so she's all over the farmers, cattle and things. She likes that kind of stuff, so. All right, I'm done. I'm going to bed. Not hearing any more questions or comments. This will end the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This net will meet again next Monday at 8 p.m. on this frequency, 146.86. And Evan from Gaylord, I think it's Evan, go on the website, and you can definitely get those settings for your radio, but you might not make it from Gaylord. I don't think you will, but I could be wrong. Anyway, my name is John, KVNA, operating this evening as Net Control under the club call sign WATCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for participating. I hope you all have a good evening, and I'm going to bed. WATCM is clear.